Pump stilettos, kids and heels, ankle straps and mules.
And welcome to the Isle of Woman.
Not to be confused with the Isle of Man, which is basically the rest of the world.
Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
I'm so excited to be meeting Nicole Faraday today. She's going to be telling us about her brand new musical, All That You Need to Know About It, what it's about, cast members, the funny things you've got to look forward to, and everything. So don't go anywhere, stay right here. Keep it tuned. Let's go and find out what she's got to say.
Heels are never good enough unless they're crippling you.
My name is Nicole Faraday. I'm an actress and a singer. People will probably most know me from my role as Snowball Merriman in Bad Girls on ITV, but I've also done a series of Emmerdale. I was a doctor on Casualty for a series. But I trained in musical theatre, and I've done a lot of singing roles too. And I last toured the country playing Eva Cassidy, the singer, and it came to Richmond. Now I'm touring in a new musical comedy show. This show is called Isle of Woman. It's a brand new musical comedy, all new writing with both the songs and the scripts. And it's basically a fun comedy whereby we imagine what life would be like if women got the choice of only having things where they live, i.e. this fictional island, that they choose. So we actually throw things open to the audience throughout the evening where people get a choice to vote on whether they want to keep things or ditch things, so that by the end of the evening, the audience have chosen their idealistic sort of fictional Isle of Woman. And we play three different stereotypical female characters. So there's a hippie nonconformist, which I play, and there's a feminist, and then there's a traditionalist. So we each have different strong opinions on different situations and circumstances. But ideally, at the end, people in the audience will hopefully identify with all of us on different situations. So it's tailored to the audience, essentially. So it changes every show we do. We did a spring tour all around the country, which went really, really well. And the other people I'm in the show with are really good friends of mine. So it's a really lovely opportunity for me to work with friends. In fact, I met them, two of the four cast members. I met on the Eva Cassidy show. One of them played my mum and the other was the musical director. And they're the ones that have actually written and produced this show. So they wrote it with me in mind, which is really lovely because it means I get to work with my friends and it means that, you know, we're all having a nice time on tour together, basically.
My weekday fix, darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
So that you can recognise me as a feminist, tonight I shall be wearing these dungarees.
Does the audience tend to be made up of women?
To be honest, it kind of does what it says on the tin. So we are mainly aimed at a female audience, I have to admit. We have a lot of groups, sort of hen nights, or people that want to come out for a nice girly evening with their sister or their mum. However, we do still have some men in the audience who are generally dragged along by their wives or their girlfriends. But it's quite good because I think they enjoy it too, because it's quite a lot of witty comedy. And even though they're not women, I think they can relate to it in the fact that they can go, oh, my wife's just like that. Or, oh, yes, my sister's just like that. So hopefully we're going to teach them something.
Three girls on tour together and you're all having fun, as you mentioned. What was the kind of primary idea behind the show in the first place?
I think it was just Catherine and Teresa wanted to write together. They're both brilliant writers. Teresa has written most of the music and Catherine's written the book and quite a lot of the music, but also the lyrics and a lot of the script. And they just wanted to write something that was relevant and modern, particularly as I think these days there's more and more female comedians coming to the fore. You look at people like Amy Schumer. It's similar sort of humour to Amy Schumer, I guess. It's observational comedy. So we talk about things that affect people day to day, you know, problems that we face and how you would overcome them. And, yeah, I just think they just wanted to write something that was relevant to modern day society and that was fun for women and about women because, you know, we're still battling against the whole sexism and stereotypes. So it's nice to have projects whereby it's female-led.
Wow, they wrote it all from scratch. That's brilliant. And what kind of songs do you sing? What are the songs about?
Well, the songs all follow on according to what subject we're talking about. As I say, we throw these subjects open to the audience, so we give them the opportunity to vote on whether they want to keep or ditch from this fictional island. All sorts of things from Boris Johnson to high heels to uncomfortable evening dresses to Heat magazine. I mean, we really kind of cover lots of different subjects. And most of the songs are linked to those decisions. So we sing a song to do with, you know, having to keep up appearances. But it's not all comedy. We sing a lovely poignant song about mothers and how important they are and our relationships with our mothers, which obviously everyone can relate to. We sing a song about friendship. So it's just songs that kind of are relative to the script and that affect all women, really.
Yeah. Talking about that, I did actually see on your Facebook page something about nominating your mum. Can you just tell me briefly about that?
Yes, so that's a new idea we've come up with for this tour. Because on the spring tour, we sang this lovely song, which is all about mothers. And we have a projection screen behind us, which has different projections which relate to the songs that we're performing. And we have projections of ourselves with our mothers from when we were little. So it's quite nice for the audience to get to see a bit of our history and our background and kind of see us as we grow up through the ages while we're singing this song. But we thought, wouldn't it be nice to make it more all-encompassing and to include the audience, because it makes it more personal and makes them feel even more like they're part of the show. So we're giving people that have come to watch the show the opportunity, if they email us in advance or Facebook or tweet us a picture of themselves with their mum, then we will make them a part of the show. So during the course of the mother song, we will incorporate their picture within the slide, so that basically for a few seconds they will be part of the show. So it's quite a nice surprise if someone wanted to bring their mum with them and they didn't want to tell them in advance. It'd be a nice surprise if their mum suddenly saw their picture up on stage.
Yeah, that's a really nice idea.
Along with all his
coincidentally successful
friends, he went to Eton.
Though he merrily engaged in a variety of drug abuse, he somehow escaped being done.
He's really anti-racist
and proud of being an eighth Turkish.
Yes.
Though they say he's of a fool, to me he's far from Burkish.
When he rescued Franny Armstrong, he became my hero.
He's so of the moment,
they even call him Bojo. I think he is the sweetest man. I often say a prayer, amen, that one day he'll look down on me and say,
who's the mayor?
He should be my fella, be the Edward to my Wallace. Stuck up on a zip line with him, my very own,
very own, very own
Boris, that's right.
This show specifically, then I guess most importantly we need to know where it is and what time. What other towns are you off to?
What other towns are we off to? I will tell you. So we're doing Epsom, then we're doing Westcliff Theatre in Clacton-on-Sea on Saturday the 24th, that's at 7:30. Then the following week we're doing Scarborough Spa, which is the 28th of September, that's Wednesday. Then we're doing Portsmouth. And we're doing Telford, which is where I did Panto last year, so that'll be nice to see a few familiar faces. And then we're doing Dunstable as well, which is sort of up Luton way. And that's it for now, but I'm sure we've got more planned. It'll be ongoing, really. I think, hopefully, for as long as people like watching us, we'll keep booking dates. So, yes, what's this space? Oh, and also I have to say, we've been in the recording studio and we've recorded a cast album, which will be available for people to buy from the shows. And we'll sign them and do sort of personalised messages and have pictures and all that if anyone wants to buy the album.
Oh, that's lovely. Will that be available at the show then for them to buy?
It will be available at the show, but also if people can't make the theatre shows, then if they find us on Facebook, it's Isle of Woman. And we're also on Twitter, @Isle of Woman. And both of them have a link to our website where you can buy them online and also see all the details about our upcoming dates.
Radio Gorgeous.
So you briefly mentioned that you were in Eva Cassidy in the musical
Yes.
Bad Girls People Would Know You From. Tell us a little bit about your career for those that don't know and how it all began for you, really.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in Dorset in a little seaside town, Swanage. I don't know if people know it. I grew up doing lots of amateur productions, local, all the amateur societies, the local church pantomime, school plays, etc. Always just dreamed of being an actress and a singer. And then when I got to 17, as well as applying for universities, I applied for drama schools. And the one that I most wanted to go to was Guildford, because at the time, and I think still now, it had the reputation as being the best place to study musical theatre. And I got in, which was really lucky. So I was actually the youngest girl in my year at Guildford. I got in when I was 17, started when I was just 18. So I lived in Guildford for 3 years and never looked back. My career has been ongoing and constant really since I graduated. And I'm still friends with quite a few people I train with in Guildford. And in fact, we've got our 20-year, it makes me sound so old, 20-year reunion to when we, I don't know if it's when we started or graduated. No, it's to when we graduated. In beginning of October, so we're having that down in Guildford, so it'll be really nice to meet up with everyone again and see what everyone's up to and go back to Guildford, my old stomping ground.
Oh, that's really nice. Wow. Mm. Have fun with that. 20 years
Thank
and
you.
It's been a great career for you, hasn't it? Some things you've been in.
Yes. No, I've been very lucky. I train in musical theatre, but I've done a real mixture of television theatre, musical theatre and film actually. I had a film out earlier this year playing Vinnie Jones's wife in a film called Kilkane, which has done really well both here and in America, which is nice. And in fact, I had a friend that was on holiday in Malaysia not long ago who sent me a photograph from her hotel room because it was on Fox Television out in Malaysia. She went, oh, look, Vinnie Jones and Nicole Faraday. I was like, oh, look, I've hit the big time. So that was fun.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, lastly, anything you'd like to mention that we haven't covered today?
If anyone's interested, I know it's probably a bit far afield, but I'm doing pantomime as usual this year. I'm normally the Wicked Queen in Snow White, which I've done for 8 years running. But this year, for the first time in ages, I'm doing a different show. I'm doing Beauty and the Beast, and I'm the evil Madame Guillotine. So she's a witch, basically. I'm always the baddie. As I've played lots of baddies on telly, I don't mind. It's fun. You get the best songs. And I'm doing that in Redditch, which is sort of South Midlands. So if anyone happens to be in the Midlands, I'll be in Redditch for pantomime this year.
All right, brilliant stuff.
Would you sleep with someone else's husband? Not on purpose.
Try to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. But my kind of world is full of
rehab. It's great fun. Bring your friends. As I say, it's not exclusively for women. We've had a lot of men that have come to watch it and have enjoyed it. But at the same time, having said that, it is a good girly giggle. It's a nice girls' night out. So ideally, bring your friends, bring your sister, bring your mum.
Thanks so much for talking to me, Nicole.
Excellent. Hopefully see you there.
Life is hard to navigate. You swim against the tide. Relationships will come and go. Whatever comes your way. love with you.
They fill your heart with joy.
Then when life hurts you, they never desert you. Your true friends always on your side. They share your love, your pain. Wherever you go or what you do,
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Thanks, darlings. Mwah.